And what a lot of you don't realize is many, many, many years ago, when Max Scherzer was 18 years old, was at the University of Missouri, Chris Goodell, the Loggers general manager at the time, he's now the president of the Loggers, went down, scouted Max, and decided, I think we want this guy. They ended up signing him. He came and played a season for the Loggers, and now Max Scherzer has become one of the greatest major league pitchers of all time. Chris Goodell joins us right now. Chris, thanks for coming on. I thought you'd be the perfect guy to jump into this Cy Young conversation with Corbin Burnes and Max Scherzer and Walker Buehler. So I understand there's some bias here. Number one, you grew up as a diehard Dodgers fan, so that in itself makes it a biased conversation. And, of course, Max is your guy on top of it. So if you had to rank them up right now, Burnes, Scherzer, Buehler, I think it's one of the great Cy Young races we've had in a long time in either league. How if you had a vote, how would you rank those three right now?
You know, this has been an ongoing discussion in our office as well, as you can imagine, with our Brewer aficionados and Dan and Ben in our office. And we've had a lot of fun with it. And it seems like every week we get somewhat of a different answer, because at one point we were talking, it was Buehler and Burnes. But now what Max has done since putting on a Dodger uniform, it's a little hard to argue against him right now. And then he comes out in his past start here on Sunday and almost pulls off really the ultimate epic day of all days and almost throws a perfecto and 3,000 strikeouts and an immaculate inning. And you know, if you had to vote today, and yes, I am biased, you're 100% right. I still lean towards Max today. Now, it's so close and it's so tight. And, you know, I'm just looking at the ERA leaders in all of baseball. It goes Scherzer, Burnes, Buehler, Woodruff, Dodger, Brewer, which is pretty fascinating. So this is one of the tighter Cy Young races I think we've seen in quite some time, and it's going to be fun to see how it really ends up here and how they end up voting. But if they had to go today, you'd have to lean Max.
Okay, you know my feeling on this. Walker Buehler has pitched 35 more innings than Burnes. He's pitched almost that many more than Max Scherzer. And I think the rest of the numbers, even the deep analytics numbers, they're all relatively close. Now, if you really dig in deep, Burnes might be the most dominant of the three, but it's so, so close. So for me, Chris, and I'm a big innings guy, not if one guy has 10 more innings, but 35 innings is a lot. The sample size for me for Walker Buehler is so much larger, it's so much harder to maintain that kind of an earned run average, that kind of a whip, walk-to-strikeout ratio, even the more detailed analytics versions of those stats. To me, if it was a 10-12-inning differential, it's negligible. You know, I throw it out the window, but I still think it's Buehler, because he's thrown so many more innings than the other two. What is your takeaway on innings meaning a big deal if the gap is that big and if everything else is pretty close?
And you bring up a great point. I think that is the one, if there's a knock, it is the innings. Like you said, on both Burnes and Scherzer, both not having quite as many, because you're right, Walker has been a little bit more of a workhorse. On the flip side, Max has 20 more strikeouts than Walker Buehler in those less innings. And, of course, he leads Major League Baseball in whip. He leads it in opponent batting average against, ERA. You know, you can make all these arguments for all of them, right? I think you really can. And I think is the area we're, you know, the era we're in with the sabermetrics and the deep dives, these writers are certainly going to do a deep dive when it comes down to it. And at the end of the day, they're all really pretty worthy. I don't know how you walk away from what Max is doing, quite honestly. I just think it's so overwhelming right now, and the way he's ending the season is just so impressive. It's a little hard to ignore.
See, that's my fear, though, that the emotion of how well Scherzer is throwing right now, or Corbin Burnes, they're both throwing the ball better than Walker Buehler right now, but isn't this supposed to be a season-long award? And to me, Buehler has a better all-around resume. That's what I think.
Correct. It is the best pitcher award. It's not the most valuable. It is the best pitcher award, and I think that's what makes it fascinating. You're right. And you talk about throwing better than Walker Buehler. You know, quite honestly, Pops, his last start, the Giants got to him. I don't know if you have to dig deep to find another start where somebody actually got to him all season long. I saw an ERA breakdown month by month going into that start, and his ERA had just continued to go down month by month by month. He had been – I think the front runner, and of course the Giants started, they got all over him. I watched that game the last time he was out, and you haven't seen that all year. So kudos to the Giants on that end, which I hardly ever say. But again, fascinating race right here, and it's going to come down to the very end. It really is, and it'll be interesting to see how they vote.
And I will say this, if Walker Buehler has a couple more mediocre starts and Scherzer and Burns pull away and all the other stats, then the innings don't matter as much. You know, my whole argument is when you look at the percentage numbers like earned run average, whip, walk to strikeout ratio, even the deeper analytic numbers, they're close enough. It's almost negligible between the three, and for me, the innings at this point would favor Buehler, but that could certainly change. Let me switch topics, Chris, if I could, and this is another topic you can speak to involving Max Scherzer. You mentioned it. He's now in the 3,000 strikeout club, which is, it's a more exclusive club than the 300 win club, than 3,000 hits, than 500 home runs. Only 19 guys in 125 years of Major League Baseball have gotten to 3,000 strikeouts, and Max Scherzer is now one of them. My question to you is, when you think about the greatest pitchers of, say, the last 25 years, Kershaw, Maddox, Pedro, and Randy Johnson are kind of my four. I don't put Roger Clemens in there based on all the PED stuff. So I got Kershaw, Maddox, Pedro, Randy Johnson. Is Max Scherzer now, at this point, baked in with those four as kind of like the big five? Or do you think Max is maybe, you know, a year or two away of greatness that he might need to enter that category with those four guys? Where, if you had to like kind of shoehorn Max Scherzer into that foursome, would you do it, and where would you put him right now?
I would, and you mentioned Kershaw, and so you know their eras, their careers are almost identical in the years spanned, right? And I think for the longest time, Kershaw was the best pitcher of this era, his time. I think Max has surpassed him. He has firmly
really?
Gone
okay.
past that. I do, and you know I'm a Dodger and a Kershaw guy as deep as it goes, but. When you look at Max's career to this point, which he is far from slowing down and far from done, you mentioned the 3,000 strikeouts. I did not realize, you and I traded texts when this went on, that it was more rare than, as you alluded to, 300 wins, 500 home runs. But here's some lists for you. 3,000 Ks, pitchers with 3,000 Ks and three or more Cy Young Awards in their careers. There's seven. It's Pedro Martinez, Greg Maddux, Tom Seaver, Steve Carlton, Roger Clemens, Randy Johnson, and now Max Scherzer. Pitchers with 3,000 strikeouts and multiple no-hitters in their career. There are four in the history of baseball. Verlander, Randy Johnson, Nolan Ryan, and now Max Scherzer. Mm-hmm. We're talking now, it's no longer, is he a Hall of Famer? That's yes. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and now he's starting to put himself into the argument, as you just said, as one of the best of all time in that upper echelon of the guys you listed him
okay.
with. And, I don't know how you don't put him in there.
You got him ahead of Kershaw. Would you put him ahead of Maddox?
That's a great question.
I'd say no. I would not do it.
That would be tough. That would be really tough right there to take that away from Greg Maddox. So probably not. But then again, I don't know how long Max is going to keep doing this. He's 36, 37 here and is throwing as well as he's ever thrown in his career. He's probably going to sign another two-year deal with an option for a third after this. He's going to keep going for another 3 years. We don't know what he's going to end up with by the time he's all done.
How about Pedro or Randy Johnson? Would you put him ahead of either one of those guys?
You know, Pedro, obviously, during his prime and that span was untouchable.
There was nothing
right?
like it, yeah.
No, there really like wasn't. I think Max has got him on the longevity, obviously, in the career marks. As he alluded to, I thought his comment was great about the 3,000 strikeouts. It wasn't so much about ability as it was about durability.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fascinating. This is a guy, when he first came up, as you know, everybody said he's going to get injured. He throws across his body. That's just an injury waiting to happen. Well, here we are, 2,500, 2,600 innings later and 3,000 strikeouts, and he's still going. I think longevity over Pedro, yes. Complete dominance, no. How do you top Pedro? And Randy Johnson's probably in a whole other league on his own as well.
By the way, Chris, do you ever think about that day that you drove down to Missouri and watched him as an 18-year-old and scouted him and then signed him for the Loggers?
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely still remember it very vividly, being on the outfield grass watching him play some catch. And This was certainly never in the thought process at that time. I can tell you that.
This conversation wasn't going through your head at that. But what was the conversation when you watched him that first time? Again, he was 18. What did you think about him at that time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as most of our 18-year-olds, it's ultra-talented. It's an electric arm. There's upside there, but there's so many things that have to go into it. There was an enormous amount of polish. As we've talked a lot, he struggled a lot with his command in the spring. And you know, he really didn't even become the Max Scherzer that he is today until he got traded in Detroit and Jimmy Leland sent him down to the minors to tell him to figure out how to pitch. So we were excited about an electric arm that could come in and throw hard and maybe blow some people away on the back end of our bullpen, which he did. But something like this, you know, as we've talked and well documented, you know, it's so hard to just make it to the big leagues, let alone become one of the best to ever do it. This is such rare air. We just have to enjoy it as long as he's able to keep doing it.
Chris, thank you so much. And by the way, we'll talk about this more. You got your 20-year anniversary of the Loggers next spring. Is my math right on that?
Your math is spot on as always. Our thoughts have turned towards 2022 and 20 years Logger baseball has been here in La Crosse and Copeland Park, and we are definitely going to have some fun this offseason planning for a 20-year celebration because, you know, again, you think back to the days of recruiting Max Scherzer, you think back to the days of getting this going and trying to envision celebrating 20 years. That's pretty special, and the fact that the community has supported us that long and we get to celebrate it next year, it's going to be a fun one to put together, no doubt about it.
Congrats on everything. We'll talk very soon. Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate it, Pops, as always.